Blog Talk Radio.
Turn on the light. Save the world from darkness, yeah. Turn on the light. Won't you please, my friend, yeah.
Welcome to the Turn on the Light broadcast with Pastor Stephen and Ann Butterfield. We are assistant pastors of Light of the World Christian Tabernacle International Church in Stockbridge, Georgia, with our awesome leaders, Bishop Ruth W. Smith and Pastor Capri Austin. We are so glad that you have tuned in. We are going to show you a God that will bring you out.
So call your neighbors and call your friends. Call Lottie Dottie and everybody. Tell them that the Turn on the Light broadcast is on the air. Tell them to dial 917-388-4161. And while you're getting your neighbors and your friends, here's a song just for you.
Hallelujah, my weapon is a melody.
Raise the hallelujah, hallelujah to the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. And we give God the glory and give him the praise and give him the honor for all that he is doing and all that he has done for us. So we just give God glory and give him praise and thank him for just giving us a mindset to give him the glory, to trust him with all of our heart and lean not to our own understanding. But in all things, acknowledge him, and he will direct our pathway. You know that the weapons of our warfare is not carnal, but mighty through God, to the pulling down of every stronghold and casting down every imagination and every high thing that may try to exalt itself against the knowledge of God, and then bringing into captivity every thought to the obedience of Christ. To the obedience of Christ. And we just give God glory for just giving us the word and giving us his son who died on the cross for our sins that we might have life and life abundantly and have a place to go when we leave this earth. So we thank God tonight, and we thank each and every one of you for tuning in tonight to the Turn on the Light broadcast with Pastor Stephen and Ann Butterfield, and we are excited about you being here. We thank you so much for being on the line with us every week. We appreciate you so much for being here and sharing with us on this broadcast. We are serving a God that will bring you out. He will bring you out, so you can really trust our God because he will bring you out. We want to invite you to our services on tomorrow. We have service at 9 a.m., which is our Sunday school, which you come through the church and you get ready to go over to the JLSCC for Sunday school at 9 a.m., and then our regular service starts at 10 a.m., and we are having an exciting time on tomorrow because we are installing our pastor in, Bishop Kevin J. Jones, will be installed on tomorrow. And we are just so excited about him coming into the fold with us and helping us carry out this work. And so we are just excited about it. And we know that God is going to do an awesome job through us on tomorrow. So we just give God glory and give him praise and give him honor for all that he is doing for us. And we give praises out to Archbishop Ruth W. Smith, the co-founder of the Light of the World. We thank God for her as well, and all of the leaders at the Light of the World. We give God glory for them and all the members and everyone that comes out and share with us. So we thank God for that. We have an awesome word that is going to go forth on tonight. Pastor Stephen Butterfield is going to bring the word to us tonight, and I hope you guys was on and I heard him or seen him doing the Bible study on this past week. He did an awesome job with the word on this past week, talking about God's favor. So we want to have God's favor, and so it was a blessed word. And tonight he's coming to us with his word is meet me at the pit. Meet me at the pit. And I want you to go on and get your Bibles and turn to Genesis, the 37th chapter, starting with verse 13 through 24. And he is an awesome man of God. He's a teacher and a preacher, and he loved God, and I thank God for him. And he is ready to bring forth this word on tonight. Pastor Stephen Butterfield.
Amen. Amen. Greetings to everyone. We thank God for you, and especially you. Just another day that God has spared our lives, another day that God gave us an opportunity to advance the kingdom of God. And we are so grateful for his mercy and his grace. Keeping us during these times, during these perilous times, he is yet keeping us. He's yet keeping us. And I'm thanking God for keeping us, for protecting us through dangers seen and unseen. And we are so grateful to him, because what a God we serve, a mighty God we serve. So to not prolong the time, turn with me to Genesis 37, the first book of the Bible, chapter 37, and we begin reading at verse 13. I'll be reading from the King James Version of the Bible, and you'll find these words recorded. And Israel said unto Joseph, do not thy brother feed the sheep in Shechem? Come, and I will send thee unto them. That he said to him, and he said to him, here I am. And he said to him, go, I pray thee, see whether it is well with thy brethren and well with the flock, and bring me word again. So he went out to the vales of Hebron, and he came to Shechem. And a certain man found him, and behold, he was wandering in the field. My God. And the man asked him, saying, what seekest thou? And he said, I seek my brethren. Tell me, I pray thee, where they feed their sheep, their flock. And the man said, thou art departed hence, for I heard them say, let us go to Dothan. And Joseph went after them, after his brothers, and found them in Dothan. And when he saw them afar off, even before he came near unto them, they conspired against him to slay him. And they said one to another, behold, this dreamer cometh. Come now, therefore, and let us slay him and cast him into some pit. And I will say, some evil beast hath devoured him, and we shall see what will come of his dreams. And Reuben heard it, and he delivered him out of their hands and said, let us not kill him. And Reuben said unto them, shed no blood, but cast him into this pit that is in the wilderness, and lay no hands upon him, that we may rid of him of their hands, to deliver him to his father again. And it came to pass, when Joseph was come unto his brethren, that they stripped Joseph out of his coat of many colors that was on him. And they took him and cast him into a pit. And the pit was empty. There was no water in it. And so this, the verse that we are dwelling on tonight is verse 24. And they took him and cast him into a pit. And the pit was empty. There was no water. So my topic tonight, as you heard before, meet me at the pit. Meet me at the pit. You say, what are you talking about? Well, the pit is a narrow, small hole. It's a hole in the ground. It's a hole in the ground, and it represents somebody getting you out, getting at you, doing away with you. It's almost representing death. You know, we always say if you dig one ditch for somebody, you might as well dig another one, because the trap you set might be for you. The ditch you might dig might be for you. So a ditch is a place where nobody want to be. Nobody wants to go into a ditch. But I'm here to tell you that we all have to go to a pit. We all got a pit stop in our lives. Many of you might have heard the phrase pit stop. NASCAR racing has a place called a pit stop. Now, that pit stop, if you understand what that is for, while you're going through the race, you're going to need a place that you can get refreshed. You're going to need a place that you're going to be able to change your tires, get your gas in. Everything that you need done to your vehicle, you can get it done when you stop at the pit stop. And so, I want to encourage you tonight that the pit stop ain't as bad as you think it is. You know, when we say we favor, we think everything ought to be going just right. No problem at the house, no problem with our health, no problem nowhere. But we all have to have a pit stop. You cannot run this race, you cannot be in this race without having a pit stop. Now, the thing with the pit stop in a race, though, you got to time it just right. If you don't time your pit stop right, you can really lose the race. And so you have to have a plan and a strategic plan on when you're making that pit stop. And so we have administrator, a manager of our race, named King Jesus. He knows when you need a pit stop. Oh my God, I'm getting happy. He knows when you need a pit stop. Sometimes we feel like, hey, I don't need to stop right now. But God knows exactly when you need a pit stop. So when we think about pit, I want you to understand that it's when you say P-I-T, meaning it's purpose in transition.
All right.
It's purpose moving. And when you're in a pit, it don't feel like you're moving. It don't feel like you're getting anywhere. But a pit stop is necessary. And I'm glad that we have a administrator of this race who knows exactly where to put that pit stop. if we go back to our text tonight, we can see where Joseph just had this dream. I mean, that this dream showed that he was going to be on top. Uh-huh. Oh, my God, everybody going to be bowing down to him. Everything going to be rosy and sweet. I mean, everything going to be real good. So he wasn't looking to have a pit stop. God knows, I said before, when you need a pit stop. Because a lot of times we are going to our purpose, but we're not ready. We have an assignment that's assigned to us, but we're not ready yet. Mm-hmm. And so the pit stop is just to help you to get ready. Mm-hmm. And so the first P I said is purpose. Mm-hmm. And before you are born, before you exist, your purpose was already established. Right. God established your purpose before the world began. And when he scooped out time out of eternity is when he put your purpose in. Mm-hmm. When he decided that you were going to be born into this world, your purpose was already here. Mm-hmm. And so he knows your purpose. And so in order to get you to purpose, he has to put you where you need to be. You did not decide where you were going to be born. The family that you're going to be born to. You didn't decide which race you're going to be born in. You didn't decide what family you're going to be born in. You didn't decide any of this, but God in his wisdom decided that you're going to be born in a black race, in America, or in the Bahamas, in Trinidad, in Chicago, in New York. He decided where you're going to be born. You didn't have a choice in that because God's purpose supersedes your desires, supersedes your preference. And so God's purpose for you is where you need to dwell on. You need to, whenever something comes in your life and you feel like you are in a pit, mm-hmm. that somebody done set a trap for you and you done fall into a pit, just consider your purpose. Mm-hmm. If you don't know your purpose yet, then this is time for you to pause. Mm-hmm. That's another P. Mm-hmm. Sometimes we got to pause. When God put something in our lives, mm-hmm. all of a sudden our children start to act crazy, mm-hmm. or our spouse start to act up, mm-hmm. or our relationships, mm-hmm. our job, our health, whatever it is, our finances start to acting crazy. It's mm-hmm. time for you to pause. Mm-hmm. Now when you're pausing, there's some things you got to do. When you're in the pit, you can't be looking at the bottom of the pit. Mm. mm. If you begin to look at the bottom of the pit, you'll get depressed. Mm-hmm. But look to the hills. mm-hmm. Put your head up in the sky and look to the hills for whence cometh your help. And so when you realize that you got purpose, and the only reason why you're in this pit is because you needed a pit stop. Mm-hmm. And so while you're in the pit stop, it's time to regenerate, some time to refresh, time to get your second wind. It's time to get ready for the fish, for the finish line, for the push. And so when you realize what your purpose is, then you got to pray. Mm-hmm. Hallelujah. Mm-hmm. You got to begin to pray and ask God, God, is this your will for me? Mm-hmm. Is this where you want me to be? Is this pit mm-hmm. designed by you? Because if we realize in our lives, when we are a child of God and ordained by God and is on assignment for the kingdom, God's will be done in your life.
That's right.
And so wherever you are, God got you there. Mm-hmm. Because the devil can't do nothing to you until he asks permission to come and mess with you. So I would encourage you, when you find yourself in a pit situation, I encourage you to pray. Mm-hmm. Begin to seek the face of God. Begin to talk to God. Begin to get in his word and begin to pray and pray frustrate. No matter how bad, and sometimes in a pit, things are so close you can't lay down.
Oh, Lord.
Have you ever been in a situation where you can't sleep? Mm. You can't lay down. It seems like there's no peace. All you can do is stand up and the face, put your face toward heaven and begin to cry out. I believe Daniel, when he was in the lion's den. Mm-hmm. Hallelujah. When they put him down in there, the only place he could look up was to the hill.
Mm, my Lord.
And Daniel was a praying man. Daniel didn't mind praying because the king said anybody who, his imps put up a conspiracy against Daniel and say anybody that the king signed, anybody who prayed to any god, they're going to be cast into the dens of lions. But we see Daniel was not afraid of prayer. He prayed anyway. And God was with him in the lion's den.
Mm-hmm.
So another thing, when you're in the pit, you got to praise. Oh, you might say to me, Butterfield, hey, things are so tough. I don't know if I can pray. I don't know if I can praise God. I don't know if I can get him a praise. But no matter where you are in your life, God has still been good to you. If you still got breath in your body, or you may not have money in your pocket, you may not have money in your bank, in your bank account, but if God has been good to you, you are still alive. If you still got breath in your body, you got a right to praise him, because the Bible says, let everything that have breath
praise ye the Lord.
Praise ye the Lord. So praise him even in your pit, because the praise is your weapon.
That's right.
When you begin to praise him, your attitude begin to change.
Mm-hmm.
You can't praise God and be mad.
Mm-hmm.
You can't praise God and be depressed.
Mm-hmm.
You begin to praise God, it begin to change your outlook, change your perspective.
Mm-hmm.
And when you change your perspective, you begin to see the will of God for your life.
Mm-hmm.
And when you see the will of God for your life, then you can rest. You can have patience. The next thing.
Mm-hmm.
After you done check out your purpose, after you done prayed, after you done praised God,
mm-hmm.
then you need to have patience.
Because
mm-hmm. the Bible says, they that wait upon the Lord,
mm-hmm.
not maybe, but they shall renew their strength.
Mm-hmm.
They should mount up on wings like eagles. They should run and not be weary.
Mm-hmm.
Hallelujah. They won't get tired. No matter what's going on, you would not get tired if you just wait on the Lord. Be patient. The Bible says don't be weary in well doing. Because if you faint not, you reap. So you in the pit, while you in the pit, just after you done figure out your purpose, after you done prayed, after you done praise God, now wait for him to move, because the pit is purpose in transition. When you're in the pit, you're just in a holding pattern.
Mm-hmm.
Oh my God! Before the airplane can lift, they have to go on the runway, and they call a taxi the runway.
Mm-hmm.
And then when they get to a position, they have to stay there, and they call it a holding pattern,
all right.
where they have to stay and wait for instruction.
Mm-hmm.
The pilot can't say, "Hey, I need to go now." No, he has to wait on instructions. Because God is putting everything in motion.
Hmm.
See, Joseph was put into this pit.
Mm-hmm.
But God had a time for him to get out.
Mm-hmm. Right.
So when he was given a task by his dad, his purpose was to go to Egypt.
Mm-hmm.
He didn't know the place, he just know the assignment. And so God had to get him to Egypt. Your purpose may not be on that job you got now.
Mm-hmm.
Your purpose may not be in that house you got now. That purpose may not be in the relationship you're with now.
Mm-hmm.
So God got a way to transition you so you can fulfill your purpose. So we see Joseph was given instructions to go find your brother and tell me what they're doing. Now, it seemed like he was a snitch, that his daddy sent him to go find your brothers. Find out what they're doing, because the daddy already know these jokers don't go where they're supposed to. Now, they're supposed to be in Shechem, but But it had strayed away and went to Dothan. See, but Dothan is where God needed Joseph to be found. God had that pit in Dothan, so the boys strayed away from Shechem and went to Dothan. They didn't know that they were just a part of God's plan to get Joseph where he needs to get. So we should not be worrying about our haters. We ought to give God thanks for our haters, because our haters is one of the vehicles that gets us to purpose.
Mm-hmm.
So after you done praise God,
mm-hmm.
and now you're waiting on him to move, stay right there. Timing is everything. Timing is everything. And so the next thing you want to do is, in the pit, the next letter is I. And so while you in the pit, you have to know that you have an impact. And because you have an impact, people are not going to like you. People want to hate you because of who you are. And they think what you wear defines who you are. The first thing they did with Joseph when they grabbed a hold of him is they ripped the coat off of him.
Mm-hmm.
Because they felt like the coat was where his favor lies.
Mm.
Oh, I begin to think about Samson. That they pluck his eyes out.
Mm-hmm.
They cut his hair and his strength left.
Right.
But when Samson began to pray to God, his strength returned.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, hallelujah. And so when these brothers saw Joseph, they began to swell up with hate. Oh, my God. They saw him afar off. He didn't even get to them yet.
Mm-hmm.
And they say, here come this dreamer.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, my God. Let's kill him. Oh, my goodness. Could you imagine your own blood relative see you coming and can't stand you?
Mm.
Every time you go to family reunion, they want to shun you.
Mm.
They don't want to be around you because they know all you're going to talk about is Jesus.
Mm.
They ain't trying to hear Jesus.
Mm.
And so they'll shun you. They don't want to see you coming because they think you're going to spoil their drinking.
Mm.
Going to spoil that little hit with some crack. And so even on our job, when you go in the lunchroom, and then they're telling their little dirty joke, and when they see you coming, they're going to leave out. Don't feel bad if they leave out. Oh, my God, that's showing you respect. You don't even know it.
My Lord.
Because they know they can't tell their jokes, their dirty jokes, in your presence.
Mm-hmm.
So they honor your presence, so they have to go somewhere else.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
It's just like when you have roaches
mm-hmm.
and the lights are off.
Mm-hmm.
When the light come on, them roaches got to go.
Mm-hmm.
So when you go into that lunchroom, you turn the light on. And then roaches got to go because you have impact. That's the I. You have impact in your life. So when you come in, you change the atmosphere.
Mm-hmm.
You make a shift in what's going on because of who you are. It's not because of what you wear. It's not because of what you drive.
Mm-hmm.
Not because of where you live.
Mm-hmm.
But it's what's inside of you.
That's right.
It's not what you drive. It's who drives you. It's not where you live, it's who lives inside of you.
Mm-hmm.
Hallelujah. If you got the Holy Ghost on the inside of you,
mm-hmm.
there is something different about you.
Mm-hmm.
The world ain't always love you because you have impact. Joseph was hated by his brother. Now, you know, the older brother supposed to look out for the little brother.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, back in the day, my brother wouldn't even find himself fighting nobody in the street. But back in the day, we had some fellas, they were small, but they would get in a fight with anybody because they know their brother would come and fight for them.
Mm.
They would fight a big man because they know their brother was coming for them.
Mm.
And all they could say, I'm going to go call my brother.
Mm.
But Joseph didn't have this pleasure. His brothers was the one after him.
Mm.
My God. Mm. Woo! But Joseph did not have a pity party, y'all. He did not say, why are y'all doing this to me? Joseph was patient, waiting on the move. Joseph was patient, waiting on the move because he already prayed. He already prayed. Now he's just waiting on the move. And he knew he had impact. They took his coat and ripped it off of him. But that didn't change who Joseph was. They fire you from the job and don't change who you are. They lay you off from the job. It don't change who you are.
Mm-hmm.
You are still God's anoint.
Mm-hmm.
You are still God's prophet. You are still God's child. You are still his voice in this land.
Mm-hmm.
They can strip your car. They can take your car. They can take your house. But as long as you got Jesus,
mm-hmm.
you got everything you need. Because whatever you don't have, hallelujah, God is able to make up the difference.
Mm-hmm.
Hallelujah. And so, my friend, don't you be concerned about people trying to rip stuff away from you,
mm-hmm.
trying to deprive you of something that your father gave you. Now, this is something that Joseph treasured because his dad gave it to him. But people will try to strip you
mm-hmm.
from things that are precious to you.
That's right.
Oh, hallelujah. But don't let that move you.
Mm-hmm.
Because you're going to have an impact in those same people's lives. Those same people got to come back to you when they get in need.
Mm-hmm.
So they took his coat and ripped, and they began to have a little story. And you know that came from a family of liars,
mm-hmm.
of supplanters, of conspirators. And so they begin to say that, listen, we're going to say that a wild beast came and got him and killed him. And, you know, back in those days, I think you should be afraid to say some beast came and got your brother and you didn't protect him. I mean, they got some nerve. I mean, how could you go back to your daddy and say your brother was killed and you didn't do nothing about it? But they concocted the story. They just wanted to get rid of him. But don't you worry when folks hate you.
Mm-hmm.
May I dare say it's the will of God?
Mm.
Sound crazy, don't it? Won't I say it's the will of God? Oh, hallelujah. And so when we move now to T, P-I-T. The T is transition. Purpose in transition. When you make your pit stop, the race ain't over.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, you just coming to get refreshed. When you make your pit stop, you got time. You got X amount of time to be in that pit.
Mm-hmm.
And every tire that's changed, they time everything. To see how fast they can get those tires changed, the gas refilled, everything that you need to do when you make your pit stop is in time.
Mm-hmm.
So God moves in time. Time will teach you what you need to do on your next move.
Mm-hmm.
Time will teach you how to maneuver in your next move. And with time, you now have to be transformed, because in the pit stop, those old tires, those old tires that got worn, they got to take them off. In the pit stop, those worn tires have to get off and put some new ones on.
Mm-hmm.
That's transformation.
Mm-hmm.
Now you transform, you get some strength now.
Mm-hmm.
Hallelujah. You got some brand new tires on you now.
Mm-hmm.
You done got your gas tank filled back up.
Mm-hmm.
While you in the pit stop.
Mm-hmm.
Hallelujah. And so like I tell you, God is our administrator. In the NASCAR race, he's the one who's organizing your pit stop. He's the one who tells you when you need to be in a pit. So, and he's telling you when you need to get out. But when you come out of your pit stop, you're not the same. Oh, you used to have the thing that man put on you.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, my God. Joseph used to have this coat. That his daddy put on him, but now he don't have that when he gets out the pit.
Mm.
He don't have that on him no more. And let me tell you, what is really strange to me is when Joseph was sold to the Midianites, that's when the Bible said he was prosperous. And he was prosperous, even though he had nothing. He was stripped of what man gave him. But when he was moving on, he only had him, who God gave him. So it doesn't matter what you lose in this journey. Remember the three Hebrew boys. When they were put in the fiery furnace, the only thing that they lose, the only thing that got burned off of them was the strings that held them fast.
Mm-hmm.
God's going to get rid of all the stuff that holds you down.
Yeah.
So you can get to the next place. Mm-hmm. You can get to the next level. So don't worry about the natural things that you lose.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, it might be dead to you. Your mama might have given it to you. Your daddy might have given it to you. But God is able to replace that with something greater.
Mm-hmm.
Hallelujah. So we see where Joseph was taken out of the pit. And eventually he moved to the palace. So you might be in a pit right now. But the palace is your destiny. You might be in a low place right now, feel like you're in a low degree, but the palace is your destiny. It ain't over yet. This is just a pit stop. When things get hard on you, just say to yourself, it's just a pit stop. Over 2,000 years ago, Jesus had to make a pit stop. In the Garden of Gethsemane, he began to look at that pit stop.
Mm.
And he began to say, he got so sad, they say he was depressed.
Mm.
He was sad and began to cry. His tears were like blood. He tried to ask the disciples to pray with me. Because, again, the P, you got to pray.
Mm-hmm.
Hallelujah. And then he had to have impact. In his prayer, he had to have time.
Right.
He went back three times. He began to ask his disciples, you couldn't pray with me for 1 hour?
Mm-hmm.
Jesus had to spend some time while he was in the pit. And Jesus' pit was longer than all of our pits because he had to go down and be tried, be spit on, be beaten.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, my God. And then was crucified and went into a pit. But what was so great about it, he knew he didn't leave the grave that long, so he borrowed a tomb. Because his transition. His purpose was in transition.
Right.
The pit that he's in was in transition.
Mm-hmm.
He was moving from the pit. Now he's in the palace,
mm-hmm.
sitting on the right hand of God.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Oh, my God, I'm getting excited, y'all.
Mm-hmm.
Jesus went to the pit, and he stayed there 3 days and three nights. But all Sunday morning came. So when you get in distress, friends of mine, when you get discouraged, when things looking bad, just tell the devil, I give you 3 days. Hallelujah. Sunday morning is coming. Hallelujah. I'm going to get up out of this with all power in my hand because the Holy Ghost is going to empower me. So come on. Meet me at the pit. Don't be afraid of the pit. That's where your help is. That's where your strength is at the pit. Jesus got out of the pit that Sunday morning. Hallelujah, hallelujah. He arose with all power in his hand. You won't get power without going to the pit. You want some power, get down to the pit. Oh, my God. You want some power, get to the pit. Don't be afraid of the pit. Because that's where your power is. That's where your power is. It's in the pit. Why are you in the pit? God is working on you. He's putting some new tires on you. He's filling up your gas tank. He's changing your spark plug. Oh, my God, he's getting you ready for another burst. Hallelujah. So don't be afraid of your pit. Excuse me. Don't be afraid of the pit. Don't shun the pit. Because God is moving you with purpose in transition to your destiny. You will never get to your destiny without getting to the pit. Joseph had to get to the pit in order to get to Egypt. His brothers had to stray away from Shechem to be the Dalton so the Midianites can pass by and take him to Egypt. Because destiny was in Egypt. So don't be disturbed if people are acting crazy on your job. Things going crazy in your health. Things going crazy in your finances. Don't worry. It's just your pit season. But know that in your pit season, God is working on you. He's getting you better. He's getting you faster. He's getting you stronger. Hallelujah. He's building you up. Because you done spent some time in prayer. You done prayed. You done got some praise. And you done got some worship. And now you've been transformed into a brand new vessel. Hallelujah. When you come out, the devil got to back up. Hallelujah. He's got to take note. So, my friends, be encouraged that your pit is your purpose in transition. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Praise the Lord for that word tonight. Meet me at the pit. Meet me at the pit. Oh, my God. Purpose in transition. We always transition to some from one place to another. We always are in a transition, not necessarily moving, but in a transition in the Lord, in the Spirit, that God wants to mature us to another level in him. And so we just give God glory and give him praise for this word that Pastor Butterfield has brought forth tonight. So I think he was trying to help us to understand that there's purpose in transition by using this topic, meet me at the pit. There's purpose in transition. In this transition, he's explaining to us that we have to pray and we have to praise God, and in that we need to have patience. But I don't advise you to be praying for patience. You just thank God for patience. And then impact. And if we pray and we praise and we have patience in our pit, then we will have impact because your life will be changed and those around you lives will be changed and folks that you ain't met yet will be changed. So, purpose in transition. We thank God for this word tonight. Thank you, Pastor Buckfield, for this word on tonight. And we want to hear from you, so we want you to press one on your phone. We will bring you live on the air to compliment on this word, comment on this word, or you can ask for prayer, whatever you would like. But I do see that I have one in queue, and the first four numbers is 404, and the last four numbers is 3588, and you are now live on the air, caller.
Hey, I just want to say thank you so much for the word. I'm sitting here in tears because I'm kind of down, up and down. But I thank you for this word. I really do. And I feel so much better now. I feel empowered to just keep moving on. And I feel encouraged, definitely, that it'll get better. And I know to pray. Definitely praise is my weapon. And I took notes because I'm going to meditate on this. And so and I like what you said, in your pit stop, come to get refreshed. And I feel refreshed from hearing this word, because I'm not even going to lie, I was feeling real down. And I thank you for texting me, Pastor Ann, because it felt personal. Because I'm like, okay, get on. I'm like, okay, this is personal. So you definitely was in the spirit, because I needed to get on. Because if you probably had a text me, I probably would have sat here moping around in this little gloomy feeling. But I'm so glad, and I just thank you all for the word. Thank you.
Praise God. Praise
Amen.
God.
Thank you so much
for tuning in and always supporting us.
Amen.
And
Amen.
We thank God that God is going to always bring you through.
Yes.
Our theme is a God that will bring you out. And we're talking about bring you out of whatever situation that you don't feel comfortable in, whatever the enemy may be trying to discourage you in. God will bring you out, and he will bring you to a place where you just have that total peace. Now, I know that we have peace in God, because we have not given up on God, and we have put our trust in him. So I know that you are walking in the peace and also really in the patience of God. And I was saying, don't pray for patience, but just thank God that he has given you patience. Just thank God for it. When you're praying, just thank God for patience. Don't pray for it. And you are empath. And I know that there are some others out there that you are making an impact in this world, and you need to know that you're doing that. And we see another in queue, and the first three digits is 601. And the last four is 1322, and you are now live on the air, caller. You're now live on the air. 601, last four digits, 1322. Okay, well, maybe they wasn't trying to. Hello? Hello, you there?
Hello?
Hello? Yes.
This is Brother Norman.
Hey, how are you?
Meet me at the pit. You know I love acronyms, so my mouth was watering when I heard that. But I'm here to tell you that I ate real good tonight, real good. Powerful word, powerful, timely.
Praise God.
See, my pit stop is not the end of the race.
My pit stop
is not the end of the race.
Hallelujah.
Yes, sir. Make me want to go out to the speedway, sir. Do a couple of laps. Yes, sir. Love y'all. Very, very, very impactful. Very, very timely. And this is exactly what we needed tonight.
Amen.
Thank you so much.
We appreciate you all so much.
So much.
And God is good, and you another one that is using you. And no matter what pit stop you're at, I know that God is using you at your pit stop.
Amen.
And also, we have another in queue, and the first three digits is 770, and the last four is 2026.
Good afternoon. Good evening.
Good evening. Good evening. Good evening.
This is brother Jones here. How are you?
Yeah,
good.
Good.
How are you?
Hey, I just want to say thank you for the word tonight. And what comes to mind is, and we all know this, a lot of times we don't want to go through to get to.
Mm-hmm.
And as you explained tonight, that sometimes we have to get into the pit, or shall we say get dirty, before
mm-hmm.
God can clean us up to
mm-hmm.
get to the other
mm-hmm.
side. And I don't care who you are or what you're going through, nobody really wants to go through the muck and the mire and through the stench. You know what I mean? So if people tell you, "Oh, I don't mind going through it," they're not being honest with you, because nobody really
mm-hmm.
wants to go through
mm-hmm.
just to get to what God has for them. But as he explained tonight, in order to get to the palace, you have to go through the pit. So thank you for the word, Butterfield. I thank you.
Amen.
And we thank God for you. We'll see y'all tomorrow.
Amen.
Yes.
Thank you so much,
man. Love you all. Take care of yourself.
Amen. Thank God.
We love you, and we thank God for each one of you that has tuned in on tonight.
Amen.
And we give God glory and give him praise. And we pray that if you're in the city and you're not at your church, we're praying that you will come out to our church. It's Light of the World, and we're located at 5883 Highway 155 North in Stockbridge, Georgia. That's 5883 Highway 155 in Stockbridge, Georgia. If you get a little turnaround or something, our phone number is 678-565-7001. Someone will be there. Someone will be able to answer the phone and get you back on track. So I pray that there is someone on the line tonight that really want to come out to the house of God, and you can come out on tomorrow at 9 a.m. for Sunday school, and then our service start at 10 a.m. So come on out and share with us. And thank you, Pastor Butterfield, for that word again. Meet me at the pit. Meet me at the pit. So we give God glory, and we are praying that you will tune in again on next Saturday. Saturday at 8 p.m.
Amen.
Yeah.
917-388-4161
to the Turn on the Light broadcast with Pastor Stephen and Ann Butterfield. Have a great night.